of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lions District N newsletter for the month of January of 2024. We're going to start out with the District 31N message about some new member installations. Irwin Lions Club, new member installation. The Irwin Lions Club installed two new members, David Shell and Kate Perez, on January 2nd of 2024. The installation ceremony and oath was given by Lion Earl House. Kate is the first of the Triton High School charter Leos to transition from former Leo to Lion. Katie is a breath of fresh air for the Irwin Lions Club, becoming the youngest member at the age of 19. Lion Earl says this is a trend he hopes to see continue with Leos. Kate is currently pursuing a degree in biology and will continue as a junior next year at UNC Chapel Hill, where she hopes to continue in the direction of becoming a dentist. And on the bottom of the page, it says, Happy New Year, 2024. Happy New Year, Lions. And here's a notice about an oyster roast. Shuckin' for sight. The Massey Hill Lions Club will host their 51st annual Oyster Roast on Saturday, January 27th of 2024 from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're going to host it at 1613 Camden Road in Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's an all-you-can-eat affair, dine-in only, no to-go containers. The cost is $50 per person, and it's pre-sale tickets only. Until January 17th. No ticket sales at the door. If you'd like a ticket, contact Scott at 910-494-0809 or Denny at 910-303-6205 or any other Lions Club member for those tickets. A few words from our district governor. Happy New Year, Lions! Our first half of the year has been one of success in membership, service, and fundraising. I am so proud of this district as we are one of the leaders in the state with membership growth and fundraising with brighter visions. But what really impressed me was when we went to the Boys and Girls Home, how clubs and individual Lions came together to make sure the kids in the Lions Cottage were going to have a great Christmas. Lion Scott Stevenson had done a great job in organizing such an event. Then, with finding out when we were there, that the heating and air condition project was completed with the fundraising. Now there is more work to be done at the home for the boys. The cottage is in need of a renovation. Lion Scott is the project manager, and he's working on what is needed for the renovation. The goal of the project is to have the cottage look like a home. So let's get behind this project to help give these kids something that every kid deserves. Our midwinter convention is just around the corner on January 19th to 20th of 2024. International Director Joanne Ogden is our international speaker for the weekend. We have a lot of activities planned with our Friday fun night with Jim Quick and the Coastline Band. I am really looking forward to hearing this band as they have a big following in the beach music genre. Just to let everyone know, that is the last date to get a room at the Lions rate is January 4th, and there is a limited amount of room available. So call the Holiday Inn in Greenville to make your reservation. Also, if you have not turned in your registration, you need to get it in soon. A copy is provided in this newsletter. Now, with the second part of the year ahead of us, I want to encourage you to keep adding new members. New members equals more service. Keep raising the funds for Brighter Visions and LCIF. And last, let's keep doing our service projects. You may not see the impact of what you've done, but it is noticed and appreciated. Yours in Lionism, Carlton Carly Metz II, District Governor. Pardon me. From our first Vice District Governor, Anna Elliott. Happy New Year to my Lions family. May the canvas of the new year be painted with vibrant moments and unforgettable memories. Wishing you a year filled with joy, peace, and prosperity. Step into this year with confidence and a heart full of dreams. Looking forward to seeing you at your Midwinter Convention on January 19th to 21st of 2024. It will be a great time full of fun, fellowship, and also elections. If your club can contribute with a basket for Tail Twister auction, that would be greatly appreciated. There will also be a hunger food drive going on. You can contact Lion Robert Christensen for more information. And that email is rachriste1@gmail.com. Let's roar together. This from the Smithfield Lions Club AD. This says October of 2023, food drive for community at Compare Foods. September of 2023, delivered raffle tickets for Southport Boat Raffle and collected our proceeds from the sale of tickets. Thanks to our co-chairs, Lion Linda Peden and her brother PDG, Keith Peden. This from our second Vice District Governor. On December 22nd, I had the opportunity to realize all the things being a Lion and the Christmas holidays mean to me. Giving, serving, and promoting goodwill with others. Along with a group of Lions from District N, as well as S, I helped deliver gifts to 7 boys who live in the Lions Cottage at Boys and Girls Home at Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina. These are kids who do not have traditional home-based support. For them, there is no family gift opening on Christmas morning, no turkey dinner with siblings and parents. We sat and talked to them about their sports, activities, schooling, and just small talk about living at B&G Home. They were proud to show us their rooms and gave us a tour of the cottage. They loved the attention. The boys expressed thanks to all the Lions who donated gifts. In the new year, I ask you all not to forget Boys and Girls Home. There's still lots of work to do. Scott Stevenson from the Fayetteville Massey Hill Lions Club will be leading an effort to upgrade the interior of the cottage. With painted cinder block walls, outdated fluorescent lights, and a broken couch, the interior of the cottage looks more like an institute, not a home. One request from the boys was to make their home look more like one of the other cottages on campus that has recently been remodeled. I think our goal should be to make the Lions Cottage the best on campus. And that's from Jean Getz, 2VDG. And there's a nice picture of folks gathered around a Christmas tree with lots of presents. From our past district governor, greetings, Lions. Wanted to share a pic from a group of almost Lions in the Spring Lake area working hard at their very first fundraiser, even before their official. The events were set up to receive donations in a 3-hour period. You can spot me in the upper left corner having a great time. They made $1,200 to donate to the Boys and Girls Home. Santa Billy, the tail twister of the new club, did a fabulous job in recruiting elves, gnomes, Mrs. Claus, reindeer, and coordinating the 5 events. They may even have gotten a couple of new members for their club. I am very proud of them. Please say hello to the future Liberty Lions. Hope you all had a fabulous holiday season. PDG, Mayor McLeod. And there's a photo of several people dressed up as Santa and Mrs. Claus and elves and somebody in a onesie looking like he's holding a rabbit. Boys and Girls Home. On December 5th, 2023, Lions Beth Nelson and Barbara Sterling of the New Bern Lions delivered Christmas bags to the Boys and Girls Home in Waccamaw, North Carolina. We delivered 30 bags filled with items from personal care products, school items, crossword books, search for the word books, and jewelry for the girls. Also, Lion Beth shared some of her great cookies with all the students. The director of the home said, "We are the only Lions Club that does individual bags, and it's a special treat for the residents each year." Mark your calendars. Fellow Lions and Leos, you are cordially invited to the District N&S Midwinter Convention, January 19th and 20th, 2024, in Greenville, North Carolina. Our guest speaker is International Director Joanne Ogden. Our next cabinet meeting and elections will be held during the convention on Saturday, January 20th. For those interested in running for the following officers, District Governor, First Vice District Governor, and Second Vice District Governor for the 2024-2025 season, please send your resume and club endorsement to the nominations chair, PDG Carlton Metz at carltonvmetz@gmail.com by December 15th of 2023. Below are the download buttons for the registration form and convention ad form. And that's from Carlton, Carly Metz II, your district governor. And here's a notice about gift baskets and auction items that are wanted. We're asking for clubs and zones or regions to make up some kind of gift basket and auction item to be used for auction at the District NNS Midwinter Convention, January 19th and 20th. We are also taking any new items to auction as well. Any questions, please contact PDG Wayne Faber, 919-780-8819. Please spread the word. And there follows a couple of registration forms for the convention listing all of the activities and the cost, and I've read these several times, so I think I'll spare you the repetition. And following is a delegate alternate assignment form. Please fill out this delegate agreement form and to return it to Lionetti Chase, District 31N, Cabinet Secretary, 3109 Henry Boulevard in Kinston, North Carolina, 28504, or by email to eddie.chase1953@gmail.com. And Eddie is spelled E-D-D-I-E. Email that to ensure the correct members of your club will receive their delegate cards at the District Midwinter Convention. This form should be received by the Cabinet Secretary no later than January 11th of 2024, or bring it to the Midwinter Convention. According to our international, state, and District Lions Constitution, your club is entitled to one voting delegate and one alternate for each 10 members or major fraction of your club that have been members for a year and a day. Once the delegate cards have been passed out, if any club has a disagreement about who was given a delegate card, they will have to settle it internally within the club. Past district governors do not count towards your delegate count. After they register, they come to the certification table and get certified. To avoid any problems, please take a minute to fill out the form and return it. Then only those members listed on the form will be allowed to receive a delegate card. And the certification of delegates starts at 9 a.m. on January 20th and ends at 10:30 a.m. that same day. North Carolina Lions MD31 Statewide 2024 Celebrate Liberty Essay Contest. Background. Lion Harriet Walton inspired the current Council of Governors to revive the MD31 Statewide Celebrate Liberty program, which had been suspended for a few years due to COVID-related shutdowns. The program has a rich history of activities that, in the past, included student essay contests, the distribution of pocket-sized U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights books, military officer speakers, and pin sales. Harriet's committee mainly worked with middle and high school educators who helped promote the events. 2024 Essay Contest. The 2023-24 Council of Governors decided to limit this year's program to an essay contest and distribution of books. They've chosen a topic for the essay and are asking all clubs to disseminate the contest instructions to local educators. The winning essay must be emailed to the club's district governor no later than January 31st of 2024. The governors and the program committee chairs will convene during the second weekend of February and choose one winning submission. The winner and their parents will be invited to the MD31 State Convention in Greensboro on April 27th, where the student will be asked to read the essay to the convened Lions at the general session. In addition to a $250 prize, MD31 will cover one day of hotel and meal costs for the winning student's family during the convention. The essay contest rules are outlined below. Your assistance disseminating this information for maximum participation is greatly appreciated. And here are those items of interest. The essay topic: what the preamble to the U.S. Constitution means to me and how it applies in today's society. The eligibility is for students in grades 9 through 12 and anyone that did not receive the award within the last 3 school years. Here's the criteria: addresses the essay topic from a personal standpoint, is insightful and well-written, reflects respect and esteem towards our country, and no more than 750 words. So the deadline for the submission form is January 3rd of 2024, and it needs to be completed and electronically submitted together with the essay to the district governor. Late submissions will be disqualified. And also in this submission, it needs to be sponsored by an educator. So the teacher's signature has to be on this form also. And that form can be sent to Carlton Carly Metz, the district governor of 31N. The email is cmetz22@gmail.com. Here's a flyer about a food drive. Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina Food Drive. The most needed items are canned goods, including canned fruits, canned vegetables, canned meats, canned beans, canned soup, and canned dairy, like evaporated milk, sweetened condensed milk, media crema, coconut milk, etc. And dry goods, cereal and oatmeal, pastas, rice, lentils, nut butters like peanut butter and almond butter, etc., nuts, seeds, trail mix, and granola bars, baking items like flour, cocoa, sugar, etc., oils including olive oil, canola, vegetable, corn, etc., herbs and seasonings such as pepper, cumin, garlic, onion, etc., dried fruit like raisins and apricots and craisins and prunes, dried beans, pinto, black, chickpea, split peas, etc., and beverages, including instant tea, coffee, drink mixes, juice, water, shelf-stable mix, milk, etc. And non-food items that they would like include paper products such as toilet paper, paper towels, tissues, diapers, both adult and baby, wipes, hygiene products like soap and toothpaste, toothbrushes, hand sanitizer, shampoo, deodorant, and cleaning products like detergent, disinfectant sprays and wipes, sponges, bleach, trash bags, mops, etc. This food drive, Let's Feed the Hungry, and it needs to be unexpired and non-perishable food only. And those will all be collected at the Midwinter Convention in Greenville, North Carolina, on January 20th and 21st of 2024. For more information on this food drive, you can contact Lion Robert Christensen at rachriste1@gmail.com. And finally, here's an article on membership. Many of the clubs in our district and in the state are facing the issue of aging out. We keep commenting on the need to bring in new members. I will share some thoughts with you about this issue. How do you rebuild a club that is aging out? Realistically, it is difficult for members in their 70s and 80s to attract Lions in their 20s and 40s. But what about potential members that are in their late 50s and 60s? Many in this range are retired or thinking about it, and they can relate to us more seasoned Lions and find activities of similar interests. Also, they usually have more disposable income and do not see the dues and causes supported by the Lions as beyond their reach. But how can you reach the younger 20 to 40 people? Here is where you hope that you have parents in your club that have kids in their 20s, that are living near them, that have a desire to serve others. Or maybe you have members that have grandchildren in their early 20s that would like to serve others. If membership dues are a concern, maybe Grandpa can pay their fees for the first couple of years, or maybe the club can decide to support them for the first year. Be creative. Coming from a club that now has 6 Lions under the age of 26, it brings a new and exciting aspect to some of the activities that we get involved with. Remember, the only way to get new members is to ask. Any questions, or if you wish to discuss further, give me a call or send an email. And that is from Lion Vince Schimmler, your district membership chair. His email is vschimmoller@gmail.com. Phone is 919-935-9937. Join. Your membership matters. And the final page is a flyer advertising the LIB Graphic Solutions Company, Lions Industries for the Blind. Independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years, now offering Lions Club apparel. And there's a picture showing a fleece vest, a t-shirt, a polo shirt, and a nice fleece-lined jacket, a baseball cap, all emblazoned with the Lions International logo. If you'd like to purchase one of these, you can reach them at Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated, 252-527-3499 or 919-252-5050, and they're in Kinston, North Carolina. And that's the end of the newsletter for January of 2024 for District 31N. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.